The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Come on.
Welcome, Leppel. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Drew Taylor. Drew, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, let's go. Drew is the CEO of Acorn Biolabs. Having simultaneously earned a PhD in biomedical engineering while playing professional baseball, he went on to found Acorn, which helps people access the future of regenerative medicine. Excited to have you on, Drew. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Absolutely. Personal life, it's mostly work right now, as personal life, as my wife can attest, but it's been a busy run for us, but we're pretty excited. Acorn was really founded out of three scientists really having very similar experiences in some of the problems that they were seeing that would be faced in regenerative medicine and actually the ability to deliver these new therapies to patients. I personally was at Mount Sinai Hospital here in Toronto, doing a PhD, and then stayed on in the Division of Orthopedics afterwards, where my role going into that group was actually taking some really successful animal studies and translating those into human models. So, you know, had some awesome success in outgrowing cartilage tissue for animals. And now I was tasked with, let's make that work for humans. So I was going into the OR, grabbing biopsies of patient cells and bringing it back to the lab, where we would, in practice, see if we could culture out those cells to one day use them in arthroplastic surgery or other types of cartilage tissue repair. So that's fake knees, fake hips. And so, you know, it was a very ambitious project. And unfortunately the results in the human models were not replicating the animal ones. And so we dug into every reason why possibly, but our first assumption turned out to be true. It was age. All of the animal studies were done in young animals, basically teenagers. And now I'm going in at the time of need for patients when they're coming in for arthroplastic surgery. So getting a fake knee or a fake hip, and their cells are at their absolute worst. And we're taking those back to the lab and seeing if they can, or asking them rather, to perform at their best, which they were unable to do. When we did have access to younger human samples, it worked well, and older animals, it did not. So it was really this kind of stark looming cloud over the world of regenerative medicine. And it was a bit of a sad moment in my career, because ultimately, you know, when are we going to see patients in their time of need? They're going to come into us with a problem, and we're going to look to some of these leaps forward in medicine, leveraging our own cells to deliver value to them and benefit to them. And precisely at that moment, we're going to be unable to do so because their cells are going to have degraded to a point where they're not an appropriate resource for this.
That is a cold water to the face right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was definitely a sad moment. So, look, I mean, the obvious answer would be, how do we intercept the aging process? Can we take some cells from a patient and tuck them away, right? Cryogenically freeze them so that they could pull from a younger source of their own cells in the future. Because ultimately, you know, the world of regenerative medicine is it's not like, you know, pharmaceuticals, where we're looking at a compound or a chemical and its purity, and we're manufacturing that. The starting material to create these therapies is a patient's own cells. And so they're only going to be as powerful as the cells that we have access to. So let's ensure that patients have their best available to them at all times.
Does it have to be mine?
That's a really good question. Short answer is yes. I mean, obviously, everybody's heard about organ donations and transplants and things. There are complications that come with accepting someone else's cellular material or organs into your body. And ultimately, the biggest risk is that you reject those cells. And so essentially, your immune system fights those cells and gets rid of them because they identify them as not yours. And so what we do in all cases where donor cells are administered, you know, large and small, is we use immunosuppressants to lower the immune system of the recipient. And that way they don't fight off that donor material. It's only really done where we put people on immunosuppressants when it is a massive quality of life shift or life saving. And ultimately, it doesn't introduce risks, right? You don't have an immune system that is active like it was before, and it leaves you susceptible to, unfortunately, getting the common cold, which then, you know, you're unable to fight off, develops into pneumonia. And in the course of my career, I've definitely seen patients that unfortunately have succumbed to the immunosuppressants and leaving them more susceptible.
Yeah, that seems like a hard trade-off, hard decision to make.
Yeah, so it's a hard trade. And I mean, it's an easy decision to make when without that organ, you know, you don't have any other options. It's a decision we would never make in instances where we're treating something that isn't life-saving, right? And regenerative medicine has applications all the way through fighting some of the world's worst diseases to rejuvenating our skin, regrowing hair, you know, rejuvenation of our joints, right? Repair of cartilage and things that are more, you know, orthopedic, right? Musculoskeletal system. So the question is, where's that line in the sand on when we're going to be acceptable? Those risks are going to be acceptable. And so, you know, the short answer is it is always best to have your own cells. And in some cases, it's the only option.
Fascinating. So back to the cartilage example, I've got two kids, 5 and 2. If we were to extract some of their cells today from the 2-year-old, and number one, how would we store them? How does that process work? And then we just freeze them. And when my kid's 50 years old and he needs to improve his knees, we can go grab those and it's going to work theoretically.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when we're thinking about like 45, 50 years from now, right, the possibilities are pretty incredible, right? I mean, there's groups all around the world working on regenerating and recreating entire organ systems in the lab. Right. So the idea of 3D printing human organs on demand, I think, will be available by then, no question. So the possibilities are quite amazing. Like, we've got groups in Tel Aviv that are 3D printing miniature human hearts right now, about the size of a rabbit's heart. But, you know, they can pump blood and they've got vascularization, and, you know, upscaling that to a model where it's a full human heart is, I think, absolutely in our lifetimes, let alone our children's lifetimes. So it is a lifelong resource that can be available to you. The way that we approach things is a little bit differently because, you know, we want to make sure this is accessible to patients and that people are making the decision to do it. Options historically to bank your cells have not been great. They come with some high stakes or, you know, morbidities that are left. Drilling into your iliac crest and harvesting bone marrow is a highly invasive, highly painful procedure. And very expensive. And so it's not going to be something that a lot of people are going to do prospectively. I've absolutely heard about, you know, athletes, high-end athletes and celebrities making those decisions to do that and having no problem, you know, spending a lot of money to do it. But that's not really accessible to everybody. And so we really set as a group to try to create options for people to bank their cells that are financially accessible and non-invasive, which were big challenges. And we spent a lot of time in the lab making sure that we were able to access a source of cells that has unbelievably high potential, does not leave any morbidities with the patient, and ultimately, you know, is something that a patient would walk in and do easily. And it's pretty incredible, but it really is like the hair follicle was designed for this. And so we've all plucked an eyebrow or two. I certainly have, otherwise I'd look more like Eugene Levy. And ultimately it is not painful, very easy to do, extremely accessible, non-invasive, And that bulb, the tip of our follicle, is this plethora of resources for us. There's multiple germ layers of cells, one of the highest concentrations of adult stem cells in the human body. And we've done amazing things, which I'm sure we'll get into in our lab, using these cells. But it's a very simple thing that people can access and do relatively inexpensively and create a biologic health insurance policy for themselves.
Fascinating. It doesn't surprise me, Drew, that me as a 43-year-old man, my hair follicles in different places of my body seem to be growing really, really, really well, whereas other parts aren't. So totally makes sense. So
I'm there with you.
So these are just the realities, Drew.
Yes.
So all right. Yeah. So let's just jump right into that. Like what some
what
of the possibilities
do?
Are.
Yeah, it's the possibilities. So I think that the best way to describe the possibilities are near term, so the short term possibilities of what we're going to see just in the next like year or so. The possibilities that are in the midterm, so it will take years to create, and then the long term, like what we'll see in our lifetimes, but it's a little bit more difficult to predict on when it's going to be here and now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The long term is kind of what we talked about of like recreating organs, right? So we're able to take a human hair follicle and do a process that essentially reprograms it to behave like an embryonic stem cell. And so it takes it from like that N cell type, you know, a skin cell, and draws it all the way back to behaving like that magic moment when sperm meets egg, and it can become any cell in the body. And this was first done in Japan by a Nobel Prize winning group in 2012. And since it has really been an example of one of the things along with CRISPR that is going to lead regenerative medicine in the future. We've been able to take human hair follicle and turn it into these iPSCs, induced pluripotent stem cells, and then differentiate those cells or push those cells down pathways of cell types that we may need in our bodies. A good example of one that we were doing recently is turning a hair follicle into these iPSCs and then pushing them down to pancreas progenitor cells. And so in that case, you can then continue to push those cells down lineages like islet beta cells and tackle some of the, you know, tough diseases like diabetes, right? So very exciting possibilities. In the medium term, we think about using the mesenchymal stem cells that reside in our hair follicles naturally and leveraging the cell types that exist there. We can expand those in culture. We can create the volumes that you need. And you can think about reintroducing, as you age, your younger cells back into your population to impart all kinds of benefits. And one of the big things that we uncovered back in my days working specifically in cartilage, I work more in skin now, but different connective tissues, but tons of similarities, was that when we put younger cells adjacent to older cells, the older cells start to perform better. They almost re-remember how to produce things like collagen and hyaluronic acid and a bunch of those things that we need for skin health and things. And so the idea of kickstarting, you know, our production by the younger cells themselves, and then those younger cells also influencing our older cells to perform better, is a pretty exciting proposition in the midterm. In the short term, these cells that you've banked can act essentially like a factory for you. And so a lot of people in sports medicine and aesthetic medicine right now will probably have heard about PRP, platelet-rich plasma. This is the idea of taking our blood, a draw of our blood, spinning it in a centrifuge that separates the red blood cells from the plasma. The red blood cells are thrown away, and now you've got this concentrated plasma that is rich in growth factors and platelets. And we deliver that to the site of injury, where we want to see benefit in hair regrowth or skin rejuvenation. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, you know, it's variable results because it's so dependent on the patient's inherent health at that moment. But people have received massive benefits from this. And so it is a very exciting, and it's pervasive in both of those spaces today. But what we're doing is actually taking your banked cells. And so, you know, over time, these will become a greater difference to your current age, right? They're going to stay the same age as they're banked, and use those cells to create those things on demand. And so at Acorn, we're able to create volumes of growth factors and matrix molecules that are between 2 and 34 times higher what we find in PRP alone. And so really developing the next evolution of a product like PRP that can be used in aesthetic medicine and sports medicine, but is less variable, higher concentrations of the things that we want. And you can essentially lock in a time point for yourself so that you've got an enhanced product as you continue to age. And unfortunately, your product as you age would become worse and worse. And this is really, you know, exciting because it is near term. There are no live cells that are left in that end product. It's all the byproducts of those cells that we need. And so from, like, you know, the idea of regulatory pathways and getting this into patients from a safety perspective, it really checks both of those boxes extremely well. So these are the things that we are already in planning for trials in patients, right? And that could be happening as soon as early next year.
Fascinating. Super cool. Mm-hmm. Thank God there's smart people like you out there, Drew, working on these problems.
I've got an amazing team behind me. I just talk about it.
So you touched on regulation, and I guess my question is, are there any ethical concerns that I don't see any that you're running up against?
Yeah, I think the ethical concerns that have come up with stem cells previously have been mostly around the fact that the stem cells had to be harvested from a developing, you know, like, fetus, basically, right? So you've got, you know, sperm meets egg, you've got this embryo that starts to develop. Shouldn't call it a fetus, it is an embryo at that stage. And that's some of those complications in the 90s when a lot of those studies were shut down by some laws that were enacted by Bush. But this is completely different, right? And that's, I think, what inducing pluripotency has really delivered, is the ability to actually reprogram our own cells to behave in that way with no cost, right? To any kind of, you know, embryo or harvesting or any donor, because they are your own cells. So, I mean, huge opportunities there. But in the short term, absolutely no complications. We do PRP routinely. We leverage our own cells in fat grafting and aesthetics and all of these different things all the time. And this is no different than just making sure that we've got elements in one part of our body that are beneficial, and they're not getting to the site where we need them in high enough concentrations. And we're facilitating that to happen.
Nice. So how does it work? I go on the website, you send me a vial or something, I put my hair in there, I send it back.
Yeah. So right now, for the Canadian listeners, it's available today. You can go onto our website and you can actually see the locations across Canada that this is available. You can schedule an appointment with those physicians to go in and have your cells collected. So it is, we launched earlier this year in the Canadian market, and the response has been pretty incredible and exciting. We're working with some of the top plastic surgeons, dermatologists, you know, sports medicine practitioners across the country. We are entering the US later this year. So we have for US friends, a request access button on the website, and you can essentially get in line so that you will have first access when this goes live in the US. And we already have a number of really some of the top doctors in the US on board that are going to be having it available in their clinics day one. And so you'll be notified right away, depending on what region you live in, on availability in your area. So it's coming pretty quick. And best thing I can say is jump on, throw your name on there so that, that you get yourself in line.
Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you think about the growth that this potentially can have, does that freak you out at all, Drew?
I think it excites me more than freaks me out. I mean, the idea of a future where we are able to recreate, body parts, organs, cells that we're lacking on demand for ourselves is very exciting. I think that, you know, there's so many different areas of science right now that are pushing the boundaries of what we previously really thought around longevity. And I love the word longevity, but I have, an interesting relationship with it because I much prefer like health span, right? Because ultimately all of these diseases that we see that are so closely linked with age, is what we need to be targeting and making sure that we're mitigating, right? And that is going to inherently increase our lifespan. And we've seen that throughout history, even just the development of sewer systems increased the lifespan of the human race, right? Because we're, creating these other things that are protecting ourselves from some of the things that are risks to our mortality. So it is an exciting future. I definitely think that we have an opportunity to spend more time on this earth with technologies like ours and others. And I definitely welcome that because our mission is essentially to give you more time to do the things that you love doing with the people that you love doing them with. And so if we can do that and keep you healthy and active, that's a very exciting future.
No doubt about it. I love it. Health span, that makes a ton of sense. And there's opportunities to live longer, amazing. But if there's opportunities to live better and longer, why wouldn't anybody want to explore that opportunity? So
yeah,
love it.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that the end of our lives, whenever that does come, that it comes quickly, right? And that, we're not in bed for 10 years before that happens, right? That we're able to stay active and vibrant and with, mental acuity and all of those different things that really make the time that we have valuable. So it's a big mission. But I think that what we are going to see is a very exciting future ahead. And it's evident in all of the work that's going on, the thousands of projects across the world in leveraging cells to create, replacement parts that we unfortunately lose as we age.
So we're going to see Tom Brady playing professional football till 65, not just 45.
It's a possibility. Okay. He looks better than when he graduated Michigan.
He does. Today.
Absolutely. I went to the University of Michigan, so I'm a Tom Brady fan. And, he is one of the definitions of many people out there that are the definition of aging gracefully.
No doubt. I love it. Well, Drew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they, for folks in Canada, you can get started for folks in the United States. Give us the way to get on that list.
Yeah, so just jump on to acorn.me. And on our website, you'll find all of the options available to you depending on where you are in the world. And then you can also follow us. We love to share some of the updates from the lab and what's going on in advancements around the world. So you can follow us at Acorn Biolabs on Instagram or Twitter or any of the platforms. And then me personally, I'm new to Instagram, but you can find me at Dr. Drew Taylor. We've got some cool stuff that we'll be sharing from the lab as we go forward. And then also, I'm on Twitter at Drew W. Taylor.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Drew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to acorn.me and find out what the next steps are, depending on where it is that you are living. Find Acorn Biolabs on social media and Dr. Drew Taylor on social media as well. I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Drew.
Thank you so much.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.